This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm calling from a small town outside of Houston, Texas. I was just calling to tell you guys about some experiences I had at this job that I was at a few years ago. This was a small ice cream shop here in the town where I live. It was a very small business. There were never more than three of us working at a time. The building itself where the shop was located was a very, very old building on a strip mall, and these buildings had been there for a long, long time now. And so at this job, we would always feel two presences. We either felt one, which was like a male, angry, hostile presence, and then there was another one which was like playful and mischievous. The first time that we experienced it, it was actually the mischievous, childlike ghost, if you will. So my coworker and I were working, and all of a sudden she starts looking everywhere like crazy and like, "Are you okay?" She says, "Did you untie my aprons?" Because we would wear aprons for the job, long black aprons, like restaurant style. I was like, "No. What do you mean if I untied your apron?" She was like, I just felt someone pull my apron and untie it." So we were kind of very freaked out, but we're like, "Well, maybe it just came undone by itself." But this actually happened to her two more times after that. In the shop, we had these long freezers where we kept all the ice cream flavors and the popsicles, the ice cream bars. And at the bottom of these freezers, we had small knobs to turn it up to the coldest, or, you know, to turn them off. And one day we came in, we opened up the shop, and the knobs were gone. So we called our boss and we asked him if he had been at the shop after we'd closed the night before, because he had two small children. We thought maybe they were playing and they took the knobs. So we called and asked him, and he was like, "No, I haven't been there. Why?" So we didn't tell him. We didn't want him to think that we were crazy. So we were like, "Oh, you know, it's nothing." We ended up finding the knobs in the back. Like, we had the place was divided into two. So the first half was, you know, where we had the serving area and where the customers would sit. And then the back was where we had everything stored, and where we would prepare like fruit and things like that, where we had our sinks and all of that. So we found the knobs in the back area. I mean, why would any of us, you know, put the knobs back there? And the only other girl that worked there said that she didn't do it either. So it was just like strange little things that would happen like that. And we, out of the corner of our eye, we could see like small shadows like crossing the hallway like quickly, just like little things like that. They would hide things from us. So that was the small childlike presence we felt. Then there was another one, and this presence just felt dark and angry. So what happened to me that freaked me out the most was one day, it was pretty slow, so I was leaning against the ice cream freezers, and I was just watching TV in there. And all of a sudden, I feel like a stinging in my ankle. So I look down and I see that I'm bleeding from my ankle. And I look and I have like a small, like small puncture wound. And one of our fruit knives is on the floor, not too far away from my foot. So this knife was actually placed on a cutting board that was about 8 feet away from me on the counter. And I thought, how did that knife fly over here and, you know, poke my ankle and made me bleed? So that really, really freaked me out. And I turned to my coworker and I asked her, like, did you accidentally like hit that knife or something? Like, what happened? So she came and she saw my ankle, and we were both really, really freaked out. And then sometimes when we were in the back area, we would hear like chairs moving in the front, like where we had the tables and chairs for the customers, the chairs would be moving. But we had cameras in the back where we could see everything that was going on in the front part of the shop, and there was literally nobody there. Another time we had already closed up for the day, and I was in the back. Our restrooms were down a long hallway and then to the right, so it was like far back in the business, in the place. So I was in the restroom. We had already locked up for the day. My coworker was in washing dishes and, you know, finishing up everything. And while I was in the restroom, someone came and shook the doorknob, like, violently, like trying to open it. I immediately thought, oh my gosh, you know, my coworker let a customer in, because we would have a lot of customers try to come in after hours, and sometimes we would open the door for them if they just wanted a quick ice cream bar or whatever. So I was like, oh my goodness, you know, she let someone in, now they're trying to come in the restroom. So I hurried up and I washed my hands, I got out, and I don't see anybody waiting for the restroom. And I go and I ask my coworker, like, did you just go and try to go in the restroom? And she looks at me confused and she's like, no. And we didn't play these types of pranks on each other ever. It's not like she was pranking me, because we knew the creepy things that happened there, so we didn't do that to each other. We told each other that we would never do that, because we were already freaked out enough by everything that would go on. So she said that no, she hadn't done that. So I was really, really scared. And then, so there were a lot of similar instances where things would go missing. You know, boxes would fall from the shelves that we placed them on. They would just fall randomly and things like that. But one thing that really, really freaked us out was, so this shop was right in front of like a main street of the town. And right in front of the shop was a traffic light. So if you got a red light, you would be literally like right in front of the shop and you could see everything inside the shop. So one day, one of my friends, who had never told any of this to any of the things that were happening, she told me, hey, you know, the other night at around 2 a.m, I was coming back, you know, from being out, and I got a red light in front of your job. She was like, and I got really freaked out because when I looked over there, I saw two kids running around inside the shop. So at this point, I'm freaking out because, like I mentioned, we felt the presence of like children. And so I'm like, are you serious? And she had actually taken video of this. And in the video, you couldn't really see because it was dark, but you could just see movement inside of the place. And I mean, these weren't my boss's children because the cars weren't parked there, and I asked him the day after, and she said that she could see kids running around, and in the video you could see them slightly. So it was really, really scary, and it was never enough to make me quit that job. We just kind of, you know, shrugged it off. I mean, the time that I got cut by that knife really did freak me out, but I would just try to not think about it too much and, you know, just go on about my day. But yeah, these things were really, really scary. They would really freak us out. But yeah, I thought they were worth mentioning to you guys because it was pretty interesting and scary, the things that would happen in this old building. So who knows what could have happened there, or maybe, you know, maybe these presences were there even before the shopping strip was built. But yeah, I hope you guys like my story, and I hope to hear it on a podcast soon. And thank you guys. Keep up the good work.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.